the campaigns have been vigorous on both sides, and both sides are on high spirits. Each side thinking that it stands a decent chance of winning the election. They are moving around from one state to the other, especially the swing states, where their figures are showing that they are very close. In fact, in virtually all the swing states. So the campaign has been vigorous. It has been as expected. And importantly, too, especially on the Democratic side, we have had some prominent politicians campaigning in support of Kamala Harris, especially. We have had Barack Obama in Wisconsin just yesterday, campaigning and drawing attention to why Americans should vote Kamala Harris. Trump hasn't got so many people supporting him like that, except maybe Elon Musk and a few other very rich businessmen in the United States. So the campaign has been vigorous as expected, and well, we're expecting some October surprise. We haven't had that. So what that means is that it is how much the Americans accept the messages that the different parties are presenting that will determine the outcome, and not some extraneous factors sometimes have when we have October surprise.
As an international affairs expert, I'm sure you've been following the campaigns. What are some of the issues or topics that have dominated the campaigns? And then any lessons for Africa from the campaigns so far, sir?
Yes, the issues that we expect will dominate have dominated. The economy has been a central issue. And of course, one will expect that the economy will be pivotal in the campaign. And it has been all through. Immigration has been a major issue. Of course, we've seen sometimes chaos at some of the borders. And of course, so many people trying to make it to the United States. The two parties have different ideas regarding how to manage and attend to the immigration issue. It is central to the campaign. And of course, some other social issues, abortion rights, and all that. But the key issues have actually been the economy and the immigration. Of course, on foreign affairs, we've had different ideas regarding some global issues. The war between Russia and Ukraine, the war between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza, and of course in Lebanon. All of these things have featured in the campaign so far. But of course, the economy and immigration seem to be the dominant issues that both sides have attempted to explain what their positions will be were they to win the election.
And then, sir, the other aspect of the question, any lessons for Africa? Are there any lessons or issues raised that concerns Africa?
Yes, there are lessons. First, lessons on how the campaigns have gone on. The parties, of course, the two front runners, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, know that the extent to which they're able to present their messages persuasively to the American public will determine whether they win or not. That's a lesson for Africa. In some parts of Africa, we have had some individuals who don't campaign much, and they're hoping that maybe they will give money on election day, or they will change figures, when the votes are cast, as a way of winning the election. So that is the lesson, that votes will count, and that the more you're able to present your message as persuasively as you're able to present your message, as clearly as you're able to present your message, and then making people make up their minds to vote for you, will determine whether you win or lose. That is key, and that is how, that's what democracy is about, making people see reason to vote for you, and that determines whether you win the election or not. That is a key lesson that Africa must learn, that we must imbibe the democratic values, and that should determine, how we go about our democratic experience, and not the other way around, where sometimes you have violence, election rigging, giving money to buy votes and all that.